There is something super special about summertime. I don't care whether you are a kid or an adult. When summer hits, there are special activities, special memories, and special things that get us really excited. In fact, as I think back to when I was a child, there are four things that really stick out as, yes, that is a summertime tradition. When one of these four things were happening, it was clear that it was June, July, or August. And I'm kind of wondering, do you have those same kinds of memories? For me, the first thing that pops up when thinking about summer as a kid was a tiger's blood snow cone. We had this really dilapidated little cart that would go around our rural community and ring a bell. And if you heard that bell while you were outside in the front yard playing wiffle ball with all the neighborhood kids, you would sprint inside. You would beg your parents for 50 cents because you could get a snow cone. And then it would arrive in front of your house, and I would always choose tiger's blood. Now, as an 8-year-old, I had no idea what that flavor actually was, but it just sounded super cool. Like tiger's blood, yes. Now, as an adult, I actually still love that flavor profile. It's cherry and coconut combined, but a tiger's blood snow cone meant that it was summer. You know what else meant it was summer? When you could be outside all day at the pool or hanging out with friends and you would get super hot and your face would be beet red and you would come inside and you would go to a basement because basements in the summertime are cool and it really is this way to relax and unwind after a really hard day of hanging with your friends. Basements, especially cold basements, remind me of summertime. Another one. Catching lightning bugs. Now, depending on where you're from geographically, you might not call them lightning bugs. In the Midwest, we call them a lightning bug. Perhaps you call them a firefly. But my favorite time of the day in the summer was when the sun was setting and it was starting to maybe get a little bit chilly and you could see that neon green, the belly of a bug lighting up in your front yard. And you would go inside and you would get the old pickle jar that your mom saved and your mom maybe stabbed holes in the top so the lightning bugs could breathe. And you would just giggle and run through the yard barefoot catching lightning bugs. What a summer memory. Finally, for me, June, July, and August was an indicator of vacation. I had two extremely hardworking parents, and they would save all year long so they could take their three kids on a memorable life experience. And this was something that I looked forward to because even as a kid, I loved traveling. And sometimes it wasn't real far. It was a road trip up to Michigan. And then other times it was this massive surprise of saying, we're taking you on the big red boat. And the big red boat was actually what ended up becoming Disney Cruise Lines. But I'll never forget. My mom got us matching shirts and we were surprised and we went to a NASA museum and we thought that was the epic vacation. And then we kept driving and we saw this cruise ship. I had never seen a cruise ship in person. And my parents said, surprise, we're getting on that boat. And holy cow, I did not know that I was going to get emotional about that. And honestly, maybe I'm getting emotional about it in this moment because even as an adult, summertime is so special. And maybe I'm crying right now because this year has been really hard and I'm recording this right before summer is beginning. And maybe kind of off the cuff, what I want to say in this moment is if you have made it to this point, if you have survived this school year, you freaking deserve to have an awesome summer. And I don't know what that is going to look like, sound like, or feel like for you, but I do have four big suggestions. I've got four things that I'm doing this summer, and I wonder if those same things would help satisfy you this summer and help support you and sound super exciting to you. My summer is not filled with tiger's blood, snow cones, and cold basements, and fireflies, and cruise ships this summer, though that would be an awesome summer. I'm doing something a little bit differently because when we signed up to be teachers, we realize that that means that we do get this beautiful blessing, this totally awesome privilege to continue to enjoy summer just like our students do. And that means that we have to capitalize on this perk. So in this episode, what I want to do is give you four teacher things, four adult things that you can do to make this summer sensational, because you, teacher friend, deserve it. Let's get into this episode.
There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life.
I am genuinely pumped for summer. And before I even share the four ideas that I've outlined for this episode, I want to begin by saying this. If you are pumped for summer, if you have been looking forward to this break that is coming up for a very long time, that does not make you a bad teacher. It makes you a human who has worked really, really hard this school year and deserves the break. And all of the haters on the internet who aren't teachers who want to say something about, must be nice for summer break. Yeah, you want to discuss salary? How about you work in the summertime? For all of the people who are trolling on this podcast or on social media or who have something that they want to say about our summer break, you should just ask them, and how many years have you been a teacher? If their answer is none, keep walking, keep scrolling, turn another cheek, give them a nice smile, and move forward. Because I don't think that you are allowed to talk about our salary and our mindset as teachers unless you have been a teacher, okay? So yes, hi, I'm Monica. I'm a classroom teacher, and I'm very excited about summer, and I'm not going to let other people make me feel guilty about that. If you've got people in your life who aren't teachers and say something about how you're taking your kids to the pool this summer, and they're like, oh, well, you know, I work in the summer. Lovely. They made that choice. We made our choice. Okay? Okay. So put the guilt aside. Puts the feelings of animosity that people have towards us or you might have in that moment, put those aside because we're going to enjoy summer. Deal? Dealio. Okay. Idea number one. I want to tell you about the four things that I am doing this summer, and I think you might enjoy them too, and I think it might be good for your teacher soul. The very first thing that I am pledging to do is I am going to make the most out of my mornings. Here's what I mean by that. A few weeks ago, I had to take a sick day. And that sick day, because we have a biological clock, right? I woke up at a normal time. I knew that I had to take a sick day, but I also couldn't get back to sleep. My body needed to sleep, but I stayed awake and I just maximized the morning. I had multiple cups of coffee. I did some light reading. I kind of lounged around and I just enjoyed hearing the birds chirping. I enjoyed being inside, but hearing mowers mowing yards. I literally just paused and enjoyed the morning. What a cool thing that during the summer, we can maximize our mornings. We don't have to get up at 4:30 or 5:30 or 6:30. If your biological clock naturally does that, totally fine. If you can sleep in, sleep in. If you want to get up before the kids and have an extra cup of coffee, do that. If you want to go on some sort of morning adventure with your kids, do that. If you want to work out and play a round of tennis in the morning, do that. Maximize your mornings. Because our afternoons in the summer and our afternoons in the school year could look similar. But that 8 a.m. to like 3 p.m., that's a sacred time that normally we'd be working. Other people who aren't teachers are working Monday through Friday. So how can you maximize that time? I am pledging to be intentional about reading and focusing in the morning. I'm going to be intentional about truly enjoying coffee. It's so simple, but I'm just going to enjoy coffee. When I hear those sounds of morning activity going outside of my house, I'm going to be like, man, I don't get to enjoy these sights and these sounds and these smells normally because I'm at school. Enjoy your mornings because you deserve that. Another thing that I want to do this summer is get in many miles. I am somebody who, if I don't work out, my entire mindset shifts. We're going to talk more about that in another idea. But like, I hate working out, but I love when a workout is over. Maybe you can relate to that. People are like, oh, working out, it's just so great. Is it? Is it so great? Best part of a workout is when it's done because of the endorphins and the energy and the beautiful things that it does to our body. I want to get in many miles this summer because we can. Because you know what we have more time of in the summer? Time. That's what we have more time for. We have more time for free time. And oftentimes during the school year, I feel like I'm cramming in a workout just so I can say, check. And that's good because sometimes exercising is exactly that. It's a checklist item. But this summer, I want to focus on just getting in many miles. Maybe that's many miles on a bicycle. Last summer, I rented a bike while I was on vacation and I literally just biked all day. Biked to the grocery, biked and got a cup of coffee, biked to the beach, and I just rented a bike and just biked many miles. And it was one of my favorite days last summer. So whether it's getting many miles on a bike, just walking miles, oftentimes I don't walk for exercise because it's efficiency. It's like, oh, ain't nobody got time to walk. I got to run these miles because I got to get it off the checklist. This summer, I'm going to say, just move your miles. Move. You can run, you can walk, you can bike, you can, if there's some other activity that like, you know, kayaking, you know, stand up paddle boarding. I just want to move many miles and enjoy it and see it less as a checklist item and more as this beautiful opportunity. I don't know why I am so emotional in this episode, but I'm not gonna hit stop and re-record it because, well, you know how I feel. This is an authentic podcast, and I don't edit these. This is real, and this is raw, and it is so unexpected. I think, again, part of the reason why I'm so emotional right now is this year has been so hard, and it was kind of unexpected. Like, I love my job, I love my kids, I love my community, but all of these little hard things have popped up, and one of those has been, like, health stuff. Some of you know that I started getting back into running this year and it has been amazing. And I ran a half mile. That's good that I'm running half miles, but I ran a half marathon and that was not something that I've done in years. And I think that when you start changing habits that lead to good things, it can now be May, and I'm looking at where I was last May, and I'm in a very different spot. And I am so happy that I chose to prioritize miles, because if not, I think my mindset would have been very different right now. I could have very much seen myself quitting teaching for good had I not developed the mindset of health and happiness come first. And when I'm healthy and when I'm happy, I like my job and teaching so much more. So let's piggyback off of that. What is the third thing that I want to do? I want to maintain my mindset. I don't know where you're at right now, but maybe your mindset is stuck. Maybe you feel like you have hit a wall personally or professionally and you can't get unstuck. I want you to know that I hear you and I understand that on a life level. For those of you who follow me on Instagram or listen to this podcast every single week, questions that I get a lot are, how are you always so happy? How are you always so positive? How are you always so energetic? And the answer is, I'm absolutely not. I'm also not putting on a show. Like, when I'm stuck, I say I'm stuck. When I'm happy, I'm recording videos. When I'm feeling blah, I'm not recording content. So I live my life much like you live your life. In this ebb and flow of feeling good and feeling energetic and sometimes crying on this podcast. But right now, overall, I am in a good space in life. So I want to maintain that mindset. I want to continue growing. I hate being stagnant. I want to continue to push myself. I want to continue to help others. And I want to continue to make an impact on education. And I'm open to what that could look like. And that mindset is so important to me. I want to maintain that this summer. So I'm not sure where your mindset is, but maybe you don't want to maintain your current mindset. Maybe you want to move through your mindset and get over the hump. I want you to know that this summer is a perfect way to recharge. We literally are getting a break from likely one of the number one stressors in our life. And I want you to know that that's not uncommon. If you look at polls of the world population, but specifically the American population, jobs is one of the top three stressors. If you ask teachers, I bet 100% of teachers would say that their job is one of their top three stressors. So that is not unique to us, but what is unique to us is that we get a break to maintain or to move through the mindset to be in the place that we want to be. And it's interesting because the fourth thing, my fourth idea, piggybacks off of that. I know that in order to maintain my current mindset and bring it up a whole nother level, what I need to do is go to Mexico. Now, I know that sounds super specific, but I know my body, I know my head, I know my heart, and I need to go to Mexico. And I want you to know that that sounds ridiculous. I'll even be honest, that might sound like just loads of privilege, but I maintain my money and I manage my money all school year long so that I can travel. You heard at the very beginning of this episode that one of my favorite things to do as a kid was to travel. My parents saved and spent very strategically so that we could vacation in the summertime. So here I am as an adult getting to save and spend and be strategic about my own money that I make as a teacher and as an educator. I now get to determine what I want to do with that for my vacations as an adult. And I have found that Mexico is my number one place to help me maintain my mindset, my motivation to get in many miles, and to have great stinking mornings. So I'm going. I have not been to Mexico in 3 years. It used to be a pretty annual trip for me. I developed a love of Mexico in my teenage years. My parents brought us there for the very first time when I was in eighth grade, and I absolutely fell in love with the country. And I want you to know it's not at this some like ritzy resort or something like this. It's not like it's Cancun. I'm not talking about like Mexico that feels like the US, but they speak Spanish. I'm talking about like authentic dirt roads Mexico where we're speaking in Spanish. We're eating authentic food. You are always a little bit like, I'm not sure if this is going to work out, but it's a new culture. It's a new experience. So let's give it a whirl. That's the kind of Mexico I'm talking about. And I'm going. The very first week of June. I don't know when you're listening to this, but I might be in Mexico right now. But I'm going there because I love to travel. And I know that while I am laying on the beach, I can decompress. I know that while I am sweating my ass off in the 100% humidity that hits Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. It's not even Puerto Vallarta. You fly into Puerto Vallarta and then you got to drive like 40 minutes to where I'm talking about. And you like pretty much get dropped off in an actual village. And you're like, wow, we are really off the beaten track. That's where I'm going. And I love it. And I know that it'll put me in a great space. I'm going to make memories in Mexico. Because here's what I am going to declare right now. This is a bonus idea. Is I am going to declare it right here on this podcast right now. I'm moving to Mexico in my 50s. Did you know that? Maybe you didn't know that because I'm declaring it right here right now. Some of my friends and family know this, but like I'm doing it. And when I say it, it's very much more likely to happen. And I think that's probably true for you. So say, declare your dream. Like I am going to live in Mexico in my 50s. I know that. And I think about it every day. In fact, I'm recording in my home studio right now. And I have this 62 by 50 print hanging above me. It is a print of a beachfront property with an infinity pool, a beautiful terrace of Mexico. It's hanging in my office. I found it on Zillow. I found this dream house, this dream property, and property prices in Mexico are just like, it's amazing. It's amazing what you can get for your money in Mexico. And I printed this and I look at it every single day. Because I believe in visuals. I believe in dreams. I believe in declaring things. And I believe that as a teacher, we work our asses off and deserve to have summers and deserve to have dreams outside of education in the future. So there is a glimpse of what I am doing this summer. And for you, it might not be Mexico, but the Mexico is not actually about the Mexico. The Mexico is about a place or a thing or an activity or an experience that is going to cause you to recharge. Interestingly, all of these things start with the letter M. Maximizing mornings, getting in many miles, maintaining my mindset, and moving to Mexico. All of those start with an M, but there is a constant theme. There is a consistent thread. And do you know what that thread is? The thread is living your best life. I think that every single day we should do small and significant things to live our best life. But I also think as teachers that we get the opportunity to maximize that during a few months of the year. What a cool blessing. And to be honest with you, I sometimes take summer for granted. Because during the summer, I work a lot. During this summer, I have 42 speaking events that I am doing. So is it going to be hard to get in many miles while I'm doing school consulting and working for these conferences and keynoting all over the U.S.? Yeah, that's going to be really hard to get in many miles. Am I going to be able to maximize every single morning? No. Is my mindset always going to be energetic and pumped? Absolutely not. But it doesn't mean that I can't see life from a slightly different perspective during the summertime. It's a change of pace. It's a change of scenery. It's a change of momentum. And I do think that it is good for us. So my question to you is, what is good for you this summer? What are simple things that you need to do on a personal level to have a sensational summer as a teacher? If you want to share those with me, I would love to celebrate them with you. Even if they're super, super different from my list. If something I have said has sparked inspiration, has sparked a thought, has maybe planted a seed inside of you, and now you're going to take action on that, I want to hear about that. I would love to celebrate that with you. Whatever your summer looks like, whether it's spending so much time with family or friends, whether it's spending so much time by yourself, whether it is trying something new or getting into a routine that feels confident and comfortable for you, I want you to do you because you deserve that. If you are the type of teacher who's like, I'm completely disconnecting from all things education this summer. I'm not listening to teacher podcasts. I'm not reading teacher books. I'm not going through teacher TikTok. I am not doing anything teacher related. And you completely shift and turn off all things education related. Good for you. That is awesome if that works for you. If you are the kind of teacher who's like, oh, Monica, I've got so many teacher books I want to read. I have all of these podcasts of yours indexed and I want to listen to all of them. If you are super excited to explore the Pinterest pages and design your next bulletin board this summer, if that works for you, oh, heck yes, good for you. Here's what I want to say. If you are looking for something teacher related to do as your last thing before you sprint into summer, I want you to consider signing up for the Awesome Academy. The Awesome Academy is a 4-course virtual PD series that is fun, it is flexible, and it is full of engaging ideas to help make the 2023-2024 school year your best school year yet. Awesome Academy for next year has already opened. Even though we are technically still in spring, it has opened for fall of next year. And did you know that school budgets close out on the last day of June? So there could be budget monies for this school year that if you don't use it, you'll lose it. And your principal could sign you up and be like, heck yeah, let's do it. I've got this money that I have to spend. So maybe your last thing that you do before you sprint into summer and tackle the 4 things that I talked about was tackling signing up for the Awesome Academy. So you know that next year your PD is ready to go because you can earn up to 60 hours. That's right. What? That's right. 60 hours of PD credits by fully participating in the Awesome Academy. Again, it's all fun. It's all flexible. You don't need to write sub plans. You don't need to even have a substitute teacher, which when your principal hears that, then you're going to earn up to 60 hours of PD credit and you don't even need to get a sub for one single day because it's in a fun, flexible virtual environment. They're going to be thrilled and they're going to sign you up. Okay, let's just call it what it is. That's what's going to happen. You can check out monicagenta.com/awesomeacademy. That's monicagenta.com/awesomeacademy. I'm also going to put a direct link in the show notes so you can do that and then shut your teacher brain off. Or you can sign up for the Awesome Academy and just get wildly excited that you've got something super awesome to look forward to when the next school year begins. Whether you are a kindergarten teacher, a high school teacher, or anything in between, whether you have been teaching for 5 years, 25 years, or you just finished your first year of teaching, God love you. Please come back to the profession. Please, we really do need you back. And I'm going to tell you, it will get better. If you had a hard first year of teaching, it will get better. Okay? Wherever you're at on your teacher journey, whoever you teach, whatever you teach, whoever you reach, guess what? You made a freaking huge impact this year. Even if it didn't feel like it, even if you're starting to question everything, you made education awesome for kids. More importantly than that, you made life awesome for kids this school year. I want to celebrate that. I want to celebrate you. And I want to thank you so much for living this teacher life. Have a great summer, everybody. I want to thank you so much for being a part of season 4 of the This Teacher Life podcast. Hard to believe that just a few short years ago, this podcast wasn't a thing. And because of you, it has become one of the most successful education podcasts that there is. I bring the ideas, but you bring the excitement. You bring the sharing. You bring the stories of, hey, friends, go listen to this podcast. So I want to thank you so much for that. This summer, I am going to be re-releasing the top episodes from season 4, which means if you have missed a single idea, a single story, or a single strategy from season 4, you are going to have easy access to all of those. Every single Sunday night, a replay episode will drop, and you are definitely going to want to listen to those because these are deemed the best episodes of season 4. Most plays, most downloads, most shares, which means you're going to get the most maximum awesomeness from these episodes. We are going to begin season 5 in August, and I cannot wait for season 5 because it has brand new ideas, a brand new strategy, and I think it is going to be freaking awesome. In fact, I think season 5 is going to be the best season yet. To ensure that you don't miss a single moment of the This Teacher Life podcast, do me a favor and click subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast platform. That means that they're going to automatically download and you will not miss a single second of these school-based strategic ideas for us as teachers. Again, summer replay episodes are going to be starting next week and I am going to be dropping the best episodes of season 4 to get us ready for season 5 in mid-August. Thank you so much for being a This Teacher Life listener. If you haven't shared this with a friend, make sure you are doing that over the summer so we can get even more awesome teachers like you laughing, learning, and listening to the This Teacher Life podcast. All right, now seriously this time, let's go sprint into the summer because you deserve it.